Life is an adventure. What's your story? Radio St. Pete Insider is here with Tiffany Rosano. Tiffany is wordier than thou. For those of you who have been at Studio 620 for her open mics, it's amazing. She does so many fun events around town. She's involved with the Banned Books Initiative. And in her spare time, she is also in charge of providing all the cool and kooky local news for Patch. So welcome, Tiffany. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me here.
Tell us a little bit about Wordier Than Thou, how it started, and some of the upcoming events that you have.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of crazy. I guess it feels like we've been doing it forever at this point and sort of have been. I don't know. It's been about, we're going into our 12th year now of, we launched as an open mic series, like a prose only storytelling based kind of open mic. And it was at a time when St. Pete was a very different city. I think the arts were just starting to really like bubble up into what they are now, and at the time there wasn't super a ton going on for like writers, and if there were, there was poetry, or maybe there might be storytelling, but nothing for like narrative, for fiction, for nonfiction pieces, longer pieces. And I feel like a lot of things, a lot of especially weird things, come out of personal interest or necessity. I'm an absolutely awful public speaker, and being in community journalism, you get a lot of like schools and Kiwanis groups and people wanting you to talk in front of them, and I always hated that stuff. So I decided to create this this event series where I could completely control the entire environment and try to slowly work on it. It hasn't gotten much better, but here we are 12 years later doing a lot of weird stuff around the community with writers.
Now, you started off in L Train, a black box theater on Central Avenue, and then this is my favorite name of the reading, the blah, blah, blah literary reading, and then there were many. And then you moved over to 620, and 620's gone through a lot of things. Bob Devin Jones is stepped aside, and so many famous writers have come through your speaker series. Tell us a little bit about the people that you've hosted there.
Oh, God. Well, first of all, 620 is kind of like a second home for us at this point. I don't even know how long we've been there. I guess maybe about 10 years now. And also, just, you know, Bob is great, and his whole philosophy of saying yes, you know, he's always been, you know, him and his team there have always been very like, yeah, sure, to whatever weird thing, you know, I come to with him. We've done everything from, like, banned books and other literary themed like drag and burlesque shows. We did a broad comedy event where we celebrated like funny women and raised a little bit of money for Planned Parenthood and some other organizations like that. We've done, I did this, I called it the, jeez, I'm so sorry, now I forgot the name of it. It was Sunshine Law Players. It was an improv group that I tossed together, and it was, that was just like a year or so ago. I want to do it again, actually. And that was all improv performances based on real-life Florida headlines.
You also encourage local writers to roast dead authors. I hope that that's going to come back up.
Yeah. We've done Kerouac. We tried to keep the Florida ties to start. We've done Kerouac. We've done Hemingway. We've done Jim Morrison. I think in a lot of ways, we're still sort of like coming back out of COVID. So we're just starting to get back into some of those more regular signature events and like seeing what sort of capacity we have. But those are a lot of fun and kind of ridiculous.
So you also are an advocate and working to bring awareness to banned books. And I love the name of this pop-up bookstore. It's called This Bookstore Kills Fascists, and it's a not-so-subtle protest of book censorship in Florida. Tell us a little bit. It's a twist on the name of a slogan.
Oh, yeah. Woody Guthrie. This machine kills fascists, you know. Protest singer, folk singer, you know, a lot of what we do at Wordier and what I do generally, you know, we're just very tongue-in-cheek. We don't take ourselves or much that seriously. I mean, we do, but we don't. And I just thought it might be a kind of funny way to reach people about what's going on here in Florida. So, and it's been interesting. It's been pretty cool.
Which banned books shock you that they're banned?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. None of them shock me just because it's Florida, so I kind of expect it at this point. If it's any sort of person or theme that's, like, a little bit different or a little bit, you know, but we do a lot of queer feminist anti-racist titles at the bookstore, And then also like band and challenge materials as well. We set up actually at St. Pete Pride last year. I built a curtained off section, red curtains, a triple X section, and then when you pulled back the curtain to peek inside, it was just mystery wrapped band books. So just like, I mean,
big question marks on them.
Yeah, basically no context, no clues. So usually I give people clues, but now it's just like, now you're getting a freaking book,
right?
And you're just going to read whatever it is, and it's I mean, it's just a lot of classic literature and children's titles and stuff like that.
So I want to ask you, what's on your reading list these days? What are you reading right now?
Oh gosh, I'm sad to say that I'm super behind on lots of reading because I'm so busy, but I am in the middle of reading Ray Bradbury, Illustrated Man. So
a classic, one of my favorites.
And that's easy. It's easy to pick up, you know, and read a story and then be like, crap, I'm on Deadline Island.
Because somebody's driving a tank down a road or, you know, someone's arm wrestling an alligator. So you have quite a few events coming up, starting with March 3rd in Dee Flea at the Factory. March 10th, Come Out St. Pete Chili Cook-Off at Studio Public House. March 16th, 3rd, Saturday, Gulfport, Indie Fair on Beach Boulevard. And on March 24th, you're traveling to Lakeland for the Punk Rock Flea at Swan Brewing. March 20th, tell us a little bit about Studio at 620 Open Mic with Katie Dickinson.
Sure, it's the 12th, and Katie's actually one of our regulars, and she just put out a book. And it's actually really fun for us to celebrate folks who have been coming out to our events for years and working through material, and when they are able to publish, you know, it's kind of exciting for us to help them celebrate that.
And that's free, and is that free and open to the public?
That
it's a $5 donation.
It's $5, and it goes to, you know, goes to all the 620 payment goes through 620, but it's, yeah, $5 at the door.
So you have another quirky little event because you are just so amusing. March 28th is the Critical Drinking Book Club with Mickey Morrissey at the Studio Public House, really one of our favorites in downtown St. Pete. What happens at the Critical Drinking Book Club?
So this was something that we did for a number of years, and then right before COVID, it sort of fell to the wayside. And our whole thing, I mean, as much of what I do through Wordier is accessibility to authors for the average person, for the regular person, to come out. And I feel like sometimes with book clubs, it's like, oh no, I didn't read the book. I can't go to the thing. And so now it's just like, we just want you to come out and talk to the author. If you read the book, that's amazing. Fantastic. You will have a lot of great questions. But if you didn't read the book, here's a chance to come learn about it and, you know, maybe pick up a copy from the author themselves while you're there.
Who is Mickey Morrissey? Tell us a little bit about her.
She's another local writer, and she actually came up through our publishing conference. She's been coming for a number of years while working on her debut title. So, and that's also, again, very fun for us to see.
And her title of her book is?
Oh, okay, hang on.
And so, you know, there's also, now, Tiffany, you just mentioned your Tampa Bay Publishing Conference, something that we look forward to every year. This year it's July 19th through 21 in downtown St. Pete. It's going to be incredible, and we're going to come back to that in a minute. You're also sort of thinking about a Doomsayers Survival Skills Book Club, a Hemingway Cat Lookalike Contest. And, yes, so the book is called The Island Sisters. Absolutely.
Didn't want to mess that up.
So tell us a little bit. I want to go back to the publisher's conference, but you're a big cat gal. Let's hear all about the cats.
Oh, I have three cats, and they're all ridiculous.
And do they love your books? Do they climb on your books? Do they read with you?
Well, they two of them lived in a bookstore for a tiny bit period of time. We were in the one of the initial tenants in the arts district over in Pinellas Park in the Arts Village, so that was fun. They are bona fide bookstore cats, two of them.
We love them. They may not be Hemingway cats, but they are bookstore cats. So tell us about this year's Tampa Bay Publishing Conference 2024.
Sure. Again, this is another thing that we had done for a number of years before COVID. It was actually the last event that we hosted just before COVID hit. And I probably legally shouldn't say that we were a super spreader event, but we probably were a super spreader event because a number of people went home to all their different parts of Florida, and they were very ill. But in my defense, I think a lot of them were sick coming into it, or infected coming into it. Anyway, getting off
disclaimer, track. Disclaimer aside, we have hand sanitizer at the Radio St. Pete studio.
Anyway, that was the last big event we did before COVID. We kind of revived it the past couple of years on a much smaller scale, maybe with like 30 to 40 people attending, and we're trying to build it back up. It really is focused on the business of publishing. I think a lot of writers, you know, they know what they want to be working on, they know their craft, or they can find other places to really hone that craft, but they don't know what to do once the book is finished, whether they're self-publishing or they're trying to find, you know, a publisher to take on their work. You know, there's a lot more work to be done once you're done writing.
Well, that's exciting. You know, I love bookstores. I love independent bookstores. Of course, here we're lucky to have Book and Bottle and Tombolo. Tell us about some of the bookstores you visited, not just here in St. Pete, but some of your favorite bookstores.
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm from New York, so Strand was always a favorite of mine. Whenever I went into the city, back on Long Island, you have the, it's now closed. Well, actually, I think I'm very far removed from Long Island, so forgive me, New Yorkers, if I'm getting this.
Even your accent is far removed. It's lovely.
I'm a book review out in Huntington Village. I thought a former employee was trying to like revive it a little bit under that same name, and I don't know if that actually happened or not. But that was always one of my favorite things to do. I grew up, I know, big box, but I grew up working at Borders Books, so that was kind of like a funny and. Next to Barnes & Noble, it was like the quirky bunch of weirdos, and then like they made you wear shirts with buttons at Barnes & Noble, and you couldn't have piercings. So,
absolutely, and yeah. You know, we proudly celebrate our nerd nature, so my favorite in San Diego was Esmeralda Bookstore in the Del Mar Plaza. It was Timothy Leary was involved with it in the beginning. It's no longer there. Let's talk a little bit about independent bookstores, how lucky we are to have two here. We have Oxford Exchange. Yeah. I did not know about the one in Pinellas Park.
Oh, the Book Rescuers?
Can you tell us about that?
Sure, yeah. I was actually about to go through a list of all the ones in Pinellas County. We have, like, so many bookstores in the Tampa Bay.
Lay it on me.
It's fantastic. Yeah, Book Rescuers are a great new addition to that, and their whole mission is just saving books that were, you know, people were going to toss or donate to somewhere like Goodwill or something like that. And, you know, they're really dedicated to, they're just really dedicated to that and getting books in people's hands at very inexpensive prices. Then, you know, you have Books at Park Place out in South Pasadena, up in Safety Harbor, you have the Portkey Books, Gilded Page I haven't been to yet, but I've heard so many good things
about
it.
There's one in Dunedin, too, isn't there?
Back in the Day Books.
That is a just a quirky little place to go visit.
That's a fun spot, too. You got Mojo Books and Records over in Tampa by USF.
So, Oxford Books.
Yep,
Oxford Exchange. Right.
I haven't been to it yet, but the Black English Bookstore. I just interviewed her for an article, and she sounds
amazing.
Where
is that?
I don't know the exact address. It's over in Tampa, though. Mm-hmm. So she's a Tampa City Council member, an educator, and the whole focus is elevating Black voices and. So
if people want to find out more about Wordier Than Thou, where do they go to? The website?
You could do that. Probably Facebook is probably, it's like the hierarchy of what gets updated when you're the only person updating the things. So
we get that at Radio St. Pete Community Radio.
Facebook and Instagram. I do have a meetup page for the folks who aren't on Facebook or Instagram. And then the website when I remember that we had one. Sorry.
Yeah. I take it you were an avid reader as a child.
I was, yeah.
When you get far away from yourself, books show you the way back, don't they, Tiffany?
I think so, yeah. I'd say so.
Well, for Wordier Than Thou and our very, very favorite Tiffany Rosano, who makes a difference in this community every day with banned books, advocacy, with Patch and reporting, the important breaking news, but also the quirky-durky. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.